This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are when I get this posted. This is the morning of the big news that Trump won the election. Hey guys, it's Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries. I'm gonna keep it together. I hopped on, you guys, I'm in my Christmas pajamas, so like, this is like the real deal. This is why I record in my car, because it's just way easier. But you get to see me for reals. I'm just legit myself. I did throw on a little bit of makeup so I could look slightly human. But I'm in my Christmas flannel pajamas, and this is how I'm gonna roll this morning. Too big of news to really care, and very happy to wear my Christmas pajamas, I'm just saying. So if you're wondering, I'm in my Christmas pajamas. And this awesome painting behind me, you know I always have my one picture. That one is a replica. This one is the original painting. My students got it for me as like a pastor appreciation gift. This is the original painting behind me. And I had to have it in the picture because, you guys, it's just a beautiful, beautiful gift. It just blew my mind. And so, thank you to all of you out there that came together, because it was quite expensive to give me this gift as a pastor appreciation. Okay. I love you guys. You guys know today's the big day, and I'm not getting on to do any hoopla about the politics or anything like that. You guys already know, if you've been following me for a while, I don't do that. But, and I'm going to keep it together, there's a lot of glory the last couple of days because I knew the win was coming. As you know, I was one of the prophets that said it was going to happen. And I was also one of the prophets that the Lord told me why it was not going to be consecutive, that there was an in-between time that had to happen. And I've released all those words over the last 4 years. And I was also one of the prophets that did not recant. And I'm going to say this because I'm going to offend some people. This is what I do, guys. This is the job he's given me on the earth. Prophets offend people. Most people just don't like apostolic people because we just kind of like, we love you, but we tell you like it is. And so, but let me help you understand my process. And you have to understand, I'm at a place of, and I'm going to try to keep it together with the glory, you guys. The stirring in my spirit, I've already been up praying and sitting with the Lord for a long while, was up half the night, of course, and watching prophecy be fulfilled. And I just want to tell you, on this day, prophecy is fulfilled. There's more to come. I'm beyond, I have no words, honestly, I have no words. I'm on here. I literally don't have any words. I'm beyond, when I sat with the Lord all throughout the night and then the wind came in and everything, I was just like so humbled. The fact that all the things that he shared with me about Trump, when I never asked him to share it with me, he just chose to make me who I am, to share with me his secrets, the mysteries, the what heaven's doing. He just tells me things, lots of things. And when I see what he's told me coming to pass, it blows my mind. And last night when we had class with the students, none of the states had come in yet. And I said to them, I said, here's the thing. There will be no pride and there will be no haughtiness. And I said, it doesn't matter if we know what God's going to do, because his word is true and he does not go back on his words, you guys. The prophecies that have been released, he will not go back on them. What he says is true. And so, but I did tell them, I said, you have to choose, walk in humility. We have to pray declare God's will over the nation, declare that his word is true, and stay at a place of humility, because the knowledge is not so we can be puffed up. The knowledge is not so we can be haughty and prideful and be all like, oh yeah, he's going to win because of hit a bit, whatever, be all cocky. No. And so I explained to them last night, I said, we are to remain in a place of humility, because what an honor it is to be here on such a time as this and to participate with seeing heaven's plan happening and no devil in hell is stopping it. Is not, it's obvious, not gonna stop it. It did not work. And so so I told them, I said, when we get off, because we just did a short class, I said, when we get off and you're watching the election, there's gonna be no pride and no haughtiness. You're gonna bow low before the Lord in humility and say, oh Lord, your word is true. Woo, I can feel the glory. Your word is true. What the prophets have spoken is true. And prophecy is not a mockery. And the prophets are still alive today. Their words are still going forth. The alive prophets and prophets of old, and the biblical prophets. You guys, we're still seeing stuff in the Bible playing out right now. And that's how many years ago? And so I said, we have to stay at a place of a declaring and agreeing with God and remembering our place. And we need to remain humble in all of our thoughts. And so I come to you with massive humility, you guys. Woo! And just watching everything play out, there's still a couple of the prophecies I received that are yet to come to pass concerning Trump. Good prophecies. If you go back, my last video, main video I released, it's a compilation of all the words I released about Trump, not all of them, but the meat of the main ones. And we re-released that video Sunday night because the Lord told me a couple weeks ago, he's like, Liberty, re-release those words, a compilation of those words. My people have got to go vote. They have got to be encouraged. They need to be reminded of my word and what I have already spoken. And so me, because I know his word is true and he don't lie to me. What he tells me, the words of knowledge, that the secrets he tells me, I hear them. He lets me in on things. I don't know what to tell you. I have dreams. I have visions. He tells me things. I've never asked for it. It's just showed up in my life. And so this is what I walk out. And so, but he's like, my people need to be reminded that they do need to get out and vote. They do need to do their part so I can do mine. They are my body on the earth and they have got to participate with me for the end time glory. And so that's why I re-released the words. And so if it helped anybody to make a decision to not just think, oh, well, you know, whatever, I can't go into all that because I'm not going to do a whole video about that. People's different thought processes that are deception. We do have to participate and be the body. We have to vote the Bible. We have to be a part of that. Now, for me, it goes much more because he had decided to give me dreams and visions and words about Trump, which once again, I did not ask for. They just started showing up. And so I'm here to tell you, I'm beyond humbled and honored to see a good portion of the prophecies that I released being confirmed right now. What I had spoken, what God had told me, what I released. And I will say this too. My heart breaks for those. And I know this might offend some people that I'm saying this out loud. Those that recanted, because back when all that was happening, okay, just so you know, I did not choose to be like, want to be thrown in the mix of being controversial or being anything. I'm just obeying Jesus and he's telling me to release his word. And so I was out on a prayer hike and I asked the Lord, I said, this was like in 2021 or 2020 or something. It was when all that stuff was happening. And, I did not recant. And so I asked the Lord, I was like, what are your thoughts? Because I care what he thinks, you guys. What are your thoughts about everything happening right now? with the what I called the apologizing prophets. Man, I can feel the glory. And he was like, Liberty, my prophets should never apologize for releasing the word of the Lord. No prophet in the Bible came back and apologized just because the people didn't want to hear or it didn't happen in the people's timing. And he said, just because the prophecies didn't happen in the timing that the world wanted it or the body of Christ, because they want to be impatient and not wait on the Lord, he said, does not mean my prophets are to apologize. He said, you don't ever, and he said it to me as a correction. He said, Liberty, you don't ever apologize for releasing my word. My word is true and it is right. And he said, prophets have to release the word to activate it. And I already, of course, knew that, but he was just lining it all out for me. And while I was hiking on Prayer Mountain, and he's like, Liberty, the word must be released to be activated. And it's got to be released into the atmosphere to go forth and do its work. Prophets have to prophesy. And it doesn't happen in the timing everybody wants. And sometimes the years go by. And he said, things are speeding up now. So it's not going to be maybe years in between like you would think, because we are in the last days, you guys, like my lifetime. And I believe that. But I'm here to tell you, I'm humbled and I'm honored. And I will tell you, I will never apologize for releasing the word of the Lord. I'm not going to apologize because the timing of it isn't what other people think. I'll just be real with you. When he was giving me all these words for Trump, I was like, this is surely going to make me be mocked. I'm going to be mocked. Like, this is going to be a thing. And the Lord's like, all the prophets in the Bible were mocked. Join the wonderful club of being mocked. And so I was like, okay. Ah. So in obedience, I released everything he told me. And I didn't do it because I couldn't handle it. Oh my gosh, I got a word about Trump. I'm going to get on because I just got to say something because I'm somebody. No. He gave me a word and I'm like, you're going to make me get on and say that? I don't even want to be on YouTube. I don't even want to be doing this. You know, okay, seriously, this is my walk, you guys. So he's like, Liberty, you have to speak it to activate the word, to send it forth. You got to, you're a mouthpiece for heaven. You've got to release it. And I'm like, oh man, okay. I was reluctant, the reluctant prophet. I was not like, woohoo, I got a word. I was like, oh my gosh, why are you telling me that? Why are you letting me read their mail? Like, I don't even need to know that. Like, it's cool. I'm cool. How about no? So, I'm humbled and honored. Prophecy is being fulfilled. I knew that he was going to win just because God had already told me that he would get another term. And the Lord told me why he's getting another term. He told me what's going to be happening over these 4 years that he's in office. I've released all of those words because the Lord gave them to me. And one of the key things that had happened was I had had a prophetic dream that I was at a church and I had been speaking or something, and Donald Trump was there, but it wasn't like a political event. He just was there, but it was like I was doing ministry like a glory fire night or something. I don't know, but I was doing something like what I would do. And he happened to be there. And in the dream, I walk up to him and I say, isn't it awesome that all the words the prophet spoke about you being reelected has now come to pass? That's what I said to him in the dream, to Donald Trump. And so when I came out of the dream, I was like, whoa, he's getting reelected. God never told me consecutive, and I shared that dream, and I got mocked. This is when I stopped allowing comments. I should have stopped allowing them at that moment. But it's cool, you know. It's just made me tougher, guys. But anyway, I just want you to know that keep praying, keep listening to the word of the Lord. And you guys, I don't even know. I have no words for how humbled I have been made to feel by the reality of all the confirmations of knowing that of everything that I've released is now happening. It literally blows my mind. And the song You Are Glorious by Charity Gale, it's like been in my spirit for days. And that part where it says you, the frame of the universe bows at your name. What you see happening right now with everything, the frame of the universe is bowing to his name because he's king and his word is true. The prophets were mocked. They were treated like dirt for a very long season because of Trump not getting a consecutive term. And then the Lord gave me the prophecy of why, and I got on and told everybody, this is why. And there was a lot of views on that one. I don't even know, 100,000. So there's a lot of people that heard it, but probably we needed all the millions of deceived people to hear it. Things don't happen in our timing, and we have to be okay with that. We don't always get to understand why, but I do think things are supposed to happen faster now because things are speeding up. And so there's so much that God needed to do, and this is why Trump could not get a consecutive term. These 4 years had to happen, you guys, and it's not even just for what he needed to do in Trump, what he needed to do with politics, but we saw the rise during this season of other prophecy being fulfilled that Jesus said would happen in the last days. The evil that's rising, the dementedness, and I released a prophecy about it, that this gap in time was going to allow the evil to rise to such a place to wake up his body, not just to vote, but to wake up his body, to wake up and stop being the sleeping giant. We have a job to do on the earth and we need to be doing it. And the complacency, the lack of fire, all of that has to go. We've got to be doing what he's told us to be doing. And so, you guys, I don't even know what else to say. I literally want to crawl up in a ball on my face on the floor in my prayer room. Woo! Just as I see everything unfolding, blows my mind, and I'm extremely humbled that he would ever share all the things with me. I don't even know, guys. And it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day for America. It's a beautiful day for the work that God needs to do for this nation. Prophecies being fulfilled. God's word is true. The prophets will not be mocked. The prophetic, yes, there's some mistakes that get made, you guys, with the prophetic. But there has to be, of the body of Christ, there has to be an honoring of the office of the prophet because we still exist on the earth. And we're here for such a time as this. And I'm nobody. But I do have confidence in who he's called me to be, the mouthpiece. I'm not timid like I was 4 years ago. When he gives me a word, I'm happy to release it now. I'm confident. It's all him. It ain't me anyway. So, you know, but I love you guys. I hope everybody is humbly receiving the fulfillment of all that God's going to do. It's just the beginning. And go back and watch my compilation of the different words of Trump that that we did the video of. And you can get an idea of the different things that God has spoken over him, the type that he is, you know, and, just the signet ring and all the things I prophesied about him and the things that are going to happen during, his time in this next 4 years. The Lord outlined some things for me and I had released that years ago. When he was reelected, what would be happening. And so now we're going to start beginning to see it play out, guys. And so happy election day, 2024. God's on the move. His word is true. And receive it with humility, not with pride and haughtiness, guys. Because God doesn't owe us anything. We have to do our part. We have to, number one, not just go vote. We have to believe the word of the Lord. And we have to act on it with our heart and our mind. and pray accordingly with the faith that his word is true. And I love you guys. I'm going to go, but I wanted to get on and say something today because it's a monumental day. And I will say this, and for the prophetic, and for times and seasons, you guys. And this is why I'm so humbled, because it's what I do is times and seasons. What is God saying right now? What is he doing? And my heart is to prepare his people, to prepare the bride for his coming. And we've got to walk in a different type of way, guys. This whole thing that's happened these last 4 years should be teaching you a lesson about trusting God's timing. We don't know why he does things, and it's not our business. Like for me, I release the word. How it comes to pass is for him, it's up to him. I don't sit around every day going, oh man, Lord, when are you gonna make that happen? Because you know, you made me prophesy. No, it'll show up when it's supposed to. It'll happen how he wants it to happen. And you guys, I just literally am so humbled today. And like I said, I just want to crawl in a ball on my face in my prayer room after watching everything that's been happening. And I just want to give, not applause, but I want to give credence to every prophet that did not recant, that stood in the word of the Lord, and did not allow the being mocked to cause them to back up from the word of the Lord and to stand firm, because we're no different than the prophets in the Bible. We have just as big as responsibility to hear the word, obey the word, speak the word, and then mosey on, even if we're mocked. It comes with the territory. We're supposed to be mocked. And so, and I do want to say, for those of you who did not recant, you know, I honor you for not recanting. I could not recant because the Lord's like, Liberty, don't apologize for releasing my word. You know you hear me. You know I tell you things. So to pretend I didn't tell you all of a sudden and then recant the word of the Lord, no, I will not do that, when I already know what he's told me. And so I love you guys. I'm going to go. My goal with this word is just to say, go, Jesus, go. Prophecies fulfilled. Now, body of Christ, be awake. Pray. Have a more faithful prayer life, for reals, you guys. Get up. Spend time with the Lord. Lean into him. Get to know him. Pray. Seek his face. Pray in the Spirit if you're baptized in the Spirit. Like, be serious about God. Be hungry for God. Care about what he cares about. And we're his body on the earth. And we have to do the works of him. And I love serving Jesus. And I know I can be a little fiery. But it's because I really love Jesus. And I don't want to be calmed down. I don't want to be put under control. I don't want to be less fiery. I don't want to love him less. I don't want to go after him less. I'm not going to do any of that. I just heard an angel speak in my ear. Literally, you guys, it's just now. We cannot lose our fire, you guys. We cannot lose our fire. This whole season should have taught us, oh man, believe the word of the Lord, but it should humble you. Let's make sure we don't rise in haughtiness and pride, because as quick as God fulfills things, he can take them away if we don't keep our rightful place of humility. And so, And I don't say it like when I say I don't want to calm down. What I mean is, okay, I don't want to calm down. I'm not going to be less on fire for God. And I'm not, he needs us all to be on the same page as the body of Christ in unity. Loving him, running after him, him being our everything. And if he is, everything falls into place from there. And then we have a body of Christ that's awake, that's alive, that's on fire, that's hungry for him. And I don't even know what else I can say, you guys. My mind is blown today. I get my mind blown just as well as anybody else. And I know his word is true, and I knew what he had already told me, and I knew that there was going to be a win because he had already told me. But seeing it actually happen is just like, woo. Okay, you guys, I'm going to go. I love you. Choose today to have a new day of how you feel and see about the word of the Lord. Trust the word of the Lord. Trust his timing. Trust the things he needs to do. These last 4 years needed to happen, you guys. There's stuff that had to be exposed. There's stuff that needed to be seen. It would not have happened if there had not been this 4-year gap. So God has a purpose for everything. And I'm happy to do it his way. And honestly, 4 years is fast. He's really working quickly. But anyway, I love you guys. Be blessed on this beautiful, amazing God day, where the frame of his universe is bowing at his name and his word is going forth. Amen. Another thing I will mention that I did not even know, but a student brought it up to me. I just remembered. A student brought it up to me a couple of days ago. Over the last 4 years, there's all these different strategic places that the Lord would give me dreams and visions about and then tell me to go, because, you know, I'm a sent one. Go there and do a revival liberty, do fire and glory nights, go there and do a Nehemiah prayer summit. And you need to be at this location, in this city, in this state. And he's had me go to strategic places. I never knew why. And I just had a student contact me and they were like, Liberty, did you realize that every state that was a swing state that usually would be a state that might not go, would not have went to Trump, that they sent a list. They like researched through my stuff and they're like, did you know that you've been to, before this election, you've been to every one of those states and you've done an event exactly where they did a rally? And I was like, humbled, no words, guys. I was just obeying the Lord and going where he was telling me to go. Go set foot in that territory, Liberty, and do this. So I would go do it. And then now to see them, sent the student sent the list and they're like, for real, you've been to every place where he's done a rally because those were states that could go the other way. Every city you've done it, he has done a rally in those cities. And I'm like, I didn't even know, you guys. I didn't even know till now. So I was just being obedient and going where he was telling me to go. And so so once again, all of this, so humbling. And I literally feel like I could just be on my face for the next 24 hours. In the glory, amen. Follow the word of the Lord, be obedient. Even when you have no clue what's even happening, just obey Jesus. That's what I got, guys. If anything this has taught you, obey Jesus. Believe the word of the Lord. Don't mock the prophets. And if you were guilty of doing that, repent. Repent. And I recommend you send an email to every prophetic ministry that you mocked because Trump didn't get a consecutive term. And you tell them you are so sorry. And you bind and cancel every demonic word you spoke over them. And you bind the assignment out of your mouth. of evil that you spoke. Oh yeah, I'm just getting with it right now. I did not expect this video to be this long, but you need to go back and repent, and you need to apologize and close the door on that mocking or those evil words that you spoke, because you didn't get your way, because you want everything in your timing. God does not obey man. We obey God. Anyway, I could just keep going, guys. Now I'm going to get into giving you a SWAT. So I'm going to go so I don't do that. But amen. What a glorious day for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Lord, we just pray for Trump and their whole team. We just pray for your will to be done through his life, that all that has been spoken and prophesied, that you will use him mightily for your kingdom, that as these words are being fulfilled before our eyes, that every other word you've spoken that you have for America, the plans you have for America, all the things you're going to do, we declare now that your word is true, Lord, that it shall come to pass. Your will is going to be done. And we thank you and we praise you and we honor you, Lord. And we just lift up this new administration, and we just release the authority of your kingdom over them to do a mighty work on the earth as an example, but also on behalf of America, the children of America, the babies of America, just everything, the finances, the economy, like all the things. Lord, we just declare your fingerprint on all those places as you have chosen to this day to use Trump for such a time as this. We don't get to know why, guys. It's not our business. He does what he wants. And so he chooses who he chooses. And Lord, we say, use him. Fill him with Holy Spirit authority. Give him your mind, Lord. Give him your wisdom, that he would hear your word, that he would walk in your ways, and that that would be released through the presidency. And God, we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. And we just say we are so humbled, woo, by everything that we're watching right now. And we thank you, Lord, and we honor you. Forgive us if there's anyone that we mocked. Forgive us if we ever had a judgment or an opinion against any other prophet or prophetic ministry. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us. We repent for any and all bad behavior that popped out of us because of our lack of trust in you over the last 4 years. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you. As the universe, we watch the universe bow to your name. Because that's what's happening. Amen. Woo! I gotta go, guys. I could just keep on going and I can feel the glory. Bye, guys.